This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden returned to the Royal Castle in Warsaw, Poland, where he delivered a speech last year, a month after Russia invaded Ukraine. VOA's Patsy Wodakiswara reports.
On the same day, Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke to an assembly of Russian lawmakers, saying the U.S. and NATO wants to inflict a strategic defeat on his country. He suspended participation in the New START Treaty, a landmark nuclear arms control pact, and threatened to resume nuclear tests. Speaking directly to Russian citizens, Biden stressed that the West is not the enemy.
The West was not plotting to attack Russia, as Putin said today. And millions of Russian citizens who only want to live in peace with their neighbors are not the enemy. This war is never a necessity. It's a tragedy.
Patsy Wodakiswara, VOA News, Warsaw.
Up in global tensions over his invasion of Ukraine, Russian President Vladimir Putin suspended the participation in the last remaining nuclear arms pact between the U.S. and Russia.
Putin made the announcement in a bitter State of the Nation speech, in which he also cast Russia as a victim and the one fighting for its existence in its war in Ukraine. He noted Russia is not withdrawing from the START nuclear pact, but reaction to the suspension was swift. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres calling on Moscow and Washington to return to dialogue immediately, saying a world without nuclear arms control is a far more dangerous and unstable one. I'm Ben Thomas.
Russia clashed with the United States and other Western nations Tuesday over the Kremlin's call for a UN investigation of last September's sabotage of the Nord Stream 1 and 2 gas pipelines from Russia to Western Europe. Russia's UN ambassador told the UN Security Council that Moscow has no trust in the separate investigations being carried out. This is VOA News. U.S. Supreme Court justices on Tuesday expressed uncertainty over whether to narrow a legal shield protecting internet companies from a wide array of lawsuits in a major case involving YouTube and the family of an American student fatally shot in the 2015 Paris attacks by Islamist militants. Reuters' Jillian Kitchener reporting.
In a major case involving Google-owned YouTube, the justices heard arguments in an appeal by the family of Noemi Gonzalez, a U.S. student studying in France who was fatally shot in the 2015 Paris attack. The lawsuit accused Google of providing material support for terrorism and claimed that YouTube algorithms unlawfully recommended videos and messaging by the Islamic State militant group, which claimed responsibility for the rampage that killed 130 people. Google and its supporters have said a win for the plaintiffs could prompt a flood of litigation against platforms and upend how the internet works.
That is Reuters' Jillian Kitchener reporting. The leading contenders in Nigeria's presidential election have made their last push for support as the campaign period nears its end before the February 25th vote. As VOA's Timothy Obiezu explains, experts say the dynamics of this race may have changed.
With a record 93.4 million Nigerians registered to vote, including more than 10 million new voters, mostly young people, observers say the dynamics of this race may be different than any election before.
He's 55 years old.
They predict Peter Obi will benefit most from the new voters. Experts say he's a formidable third party force in a country where presidential elections have traditionally been a contest between the two main parties. As millions head to the polls, there is concern about possible violence. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Top financial leaders from the group of 20 leading economies are gathering in the South Indian technology hub at Bengaluru this week to tackle a myriad of challenges to global growth and stability, including the high inflation and surging debt. India is hosting the G20 financial conclave for the first time in 20 years. Later in the year, it will convene its first summit of G20 economies. A massive Philippine police search is underway for two motorcycle-riding men who shot and killed a New Zealand man in a brazen street robbery that officials fear could scare foreign tourists away. The 34-year-old tourist Nicholas Peter Stacy was fatally shot once in the chest while trying to wrest a pistol from one of the two robbers who held him and his Filipino girl.